We are blessed number, although we are few. That's why we'll do two things. Number one, our speech will be 100% English to save Mr. Michael any effort today. And number two, I want it to be an open discussion. I don't want to give me a sermon, to give you a sermon. It's a good chance if you have any question. We have 25 minutes. I promised you a couple of years ago, whenever we have five Saturdays in a week, in a month, we may consider the fifth Saturday an open discussion. But today, because of this number, I prefer to have an open discussion in anything you want to ask. Anything comes to your mind or heart you want to ask about, you'll be very happy. أي حاجة عايزة تسألي فيها النهاردة نعملها زي ندوة عامة. أي حاجة عايزين تسألوا فيها أنا ممكن نرد عليها. Yeah.
I reap what I have not sown.
Yeah.
Get this down.
Yeah, this word means that you wanted to take my effort without making any effort. So you gave me talent, and you are expecting from me another talent. You did not sow it. You did not put it in the ground. You did not labor for it. You did not make any effort for it. And you are coming now to reap it, while I was supposed to labor and work hard and hard and hard, and then give you the talents. No, I will not do that. That's the meaning, that you reap without. Yeah. Normally I take the seed and I sow it and I water it and I take care of it until it grows, have fruits, and then I reap it. So this bad servant was lazy and was foolish, was unwise. Because if he wise enough, he must have thought that maybe this master, when he sees me, very clever and hard worker, and make another talent, he may reward me. And this is what happened. What happened with that? The man that took five talents and the man that took two talents, each one labored with a rate of 100%. The same rate. Listen, it was the same rate. The man who took five talents, yeah, traded and gave him another five. So he took five. He won five. Okay? How percent? 100%. The man that took two, he also brought to him another, which means 100%. If this lazy man worked just to have one talent, yeah, he could have been rewarded by the same rate, 100%. But what happened? He gained zero percent. And then instead, and this is the point, instead of admitting his laziness, or he was not aware that he would be rewarded, instead of that, he accused his master that he was unjust. That's why. Here, I want to ask you about the spiritual meaning of that. What is the spiritual meaning of that parable? The good man of five, we know. The good man of two, we know. What about the third one?
To do good and multiply the goodness?
Number one, it's very important. Look down. Whatever we have on this earth is a talent. It's not ours. And this is an important fact. Whatever we have is not owned by us. Is not owned by us. That's why the man who took five talents, it was a symbol of the five senses, our eyes, our ears, our nose, our tongue, and our hands who touches. So if I consecrate, or if I use all these senses in good things, then my eyes will be very pure. That's why in the gospel of tonight, he said, the lamp of the body is the eye. The lamp of the body is the eye. If your eye is simple, then your body will be enlightened. Apply that on each of our senses. If I hear the voice of the Lord and prefer his voice, moreover, any other voice in the whole world, especially the voices of the devil and the servants of the devil, then I may be considered trading to keep my ears pure. If I use my tongue in making peace with the people, in doing good things by my tongue, in praising the Lord and in praying, in sharing the hymns, refusing misuse of the tongue like lies, swearing, anger, insulting, all these things. The man who took the two talents, also it is a symbol of the body and the spirit. The Lord gave us the body and the spirit to keep the body pure and the spirit pure as well. So those who keep their body or their bodies pure and worshiping God, sharing and fasting and kneeling and repenting, and use their spirit to refuse the lust of this world and to be attached more to the Lord, then they would win the body and would win the spirit. As if we are telling the Lord, here is the body that you gave us, and here is the good works of this body with it. Here is the spirit that you created in us, and here is the spirit who was attached to you all our time. But what about the man who took the talent? One talent. He buried it in the ground. What's the meaning of burial in the ground? He buried himself in the worldly lusts, in the works of the earth. He buried himself in everything temporal. He looked down, not up. That's why he misused his eyes, all the senses, his body, to commit many bad things with his body, even his spirit. He broke the relationship with his master completely. That's why the man who took just one talent, he lived not according to the spirit, but according to the flesh. And at the end, he said to his master, yes, you wanted to take my effort, my work, my time, my energy, my life, just to give you another talent beside the talent that you gave me. You want to reap what you didn't sow. Here is your bread. Here is your body. Here is your body. I didn't do any virtues with this body. I didn't do any good things with this body. I didn't think any good thoughts with this body. I didn't have eyes full of what? Full of, yeah. I didn't weep on my sins like the repentant woman, the sinner woman, the repentant who repented from her heart seriously. This is the meaning. And unfortunately, many of us don't recognize that. They will say, okay, you give us this life, take it whenever you want to take it. Okay, where are the fruits? I gave this to you expecting fruits from you. You didn't bear any fruits. So go to hell. And this, look what the Lord said. Take the talent and give it to the one who has the 5 or the 10? The 10. Because he gave him the 5 and the 10. If he was wise enough, he could have the 2 to win the talent that he received of his master and also the other talent, like the 1 of the 5 and 1 of the 2. You let me explain all the parable, but this is it's very important, very important. All our life, Paul, is a gift from God. We enter this world naked, and we leave this world naked. And in between, in the beginning we have nothing, at the end we will have nothing. The wise man, who is the man who trades in this life, to take with him in heavens whatever justify him, whatever justify him in the eyes of God, and to live forever with him. Other question? We have an open discussion for 25 minutes because of that blessed number. So I postponed the sermon. But I prefer to have Q&A. Do you call it Q&A, Teresa? Huh? This is the computer language. I learned it from you.
It's not a question. I heard
no,
you
I don't hear. It's off.
Something you said today في الحفلة بتاعت الافترنون وفي اللانش we had a lunch downstairs. You said something really
the
nice.
The lunch?
Yeah, downstairs. Yeah. You said the person was looking for God. He couldn't find him, looked for his brother, couldn't find him. And then I can't remember the sequences of order. And then when he found the poor, after he found the poor, he found all these things. He said that, but I can't remember any order.
Okay. One of the scholars, one of the spiritual people said, I searched myself, I didn't find myself. I searched for God, I didn't find God. But when I searched for my needy brother, then I found the three. I found myself through the love. And I found my God, who is love. And I found my brother, whom I helped and gave. That's why St. Augustine said, you understand what I said, Teresa? Okay. Sometimes I search for myself. I don't find myself. Why? Because I'm selfish. I'm selfish. I search for myself. I don't find myself because I'm selfish. 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 This is the meaning. I don't find myself. I searched for God depending on my hands, my ability, like the people who wanted to reach the Lord in Genesis 11. By building the Tower of Babylon. And they couldn't do it. But when I opened my heart to my needy brother, to give him, to help him, to share with him my life, then I found the love of my brother, and then I found myself, who gives much more than receives or gets. And I found the Lord because the Lord God is love. And when I found my brother expressing truly love to him, then I found God because God is love. What? Is it clear? Yeah, I said it just once. So I didn't even translate it. Because the problem that faced Hani Ramzi, it wasted about 2 hours in the airport. St. Augustine said, as every lamp must have light, then every Christian must have love. What is the use to have lamp without light, quenched, or turned off? Exactly like the Christian who doesn't have love, there is no light in him because he does not have love. It's from the words of His Holiness Pope Tawadros in one of his sermons. He said the two things, one after each. Any other questions? You don't have any questions, Teresa? You just listen to the answers?
The Sabbath in the Old Testament is Saturday. How come we don't worship on the Sabbath anymore? Why did we switch to a Sunday?
Sabbath means the day of the Lord. Yes? The day of the Lord is Sabbath. The rest. Because the Lord started the creation on Sunday, and he spent 5-6 days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 4th, Thursday, 5th, and Friday, 6th. He rested on the 7th, and he blessed the 7th day. Right? But when the Lord saw that the people did not live correctly on this Sabbath, on this good day, then he said, as I created the man on the 6th day, I will let him die on the 6th day. Through his cross, through his salvation. Then he took my body and he died with this body. He let this body die on the cross. He was crucified and he was buried on Friday and then resurrected on not Saturday, because Saturday not anymore the rest of the Lord or the rest of the people with the Lord. The true rest has become the day of resurrection. So he was crucified on Friday, resurrected on Sunday. Then the church switched the true rest of mankind in the Lord on Sunday. That's why we don't have Sabbath anymore. We don't have it. The people not only vanished it but corrupted it. They misused the Sabbath. And how come that he created the man on Friday and on Saturday they rest after they tasted the death through the sin? So the creation became separated from God on this day, on the 6th day. So what happened? That the Lord was obliged through his love to come and perform the salvation, bury the body again as if he is recreating him or give him new creation, and then resurrected on Sunday, not Saturday, so as not to be said that he wasn't truly died. No, he wasn't dead truly. So he spent in the tomb almost 3 days for the people to make sure that his body already dead. And then he resurrected on Sunday. So Sunday became now for us the true rest day, the true happy day, the day of the Lord, and they called it Sunday. Why? Because on this day, the Lord truly shone on the new creation as the true sun, as the heavenly sun, as the sun of righteousness. So the sun here does not mean this sun. Sun means the sun of righteousness, the Lord. That's why Sunday is the Lord's day. And instead of sun, put Lord. It's not Sunday in our meaning, in our minds, but the Lord's day. That's why in the beginning the church did not celebrate the liturgy at any day but Sunday. They used to have the liturgy. When you read in the Acts of Apostles, and they said at the beginning of the week, what is the beginning of the week? Sunday. And on this day, in the very beginning, the Lord said, "There, let there be light." Bravo, Alik. Min Ed, Susan? Well, Samia? Yeah. Bravo, Alik. Light. Let there be light. He is the true light. He is the true sun. He is the true S-U-N. Not only the true Son of God, S-O-N, but the true Son, S-U-N, the Son of Righteousness. And this is the meaning of Sunday. But who knows?
I asked the same question a long time ago to an official in Montreal. One of the answer, he said, well, you can treat Saturday as still a holiday. You can go to church on Saturday. You can do good on Saturday. You can go to church on Sunday. You can do good on Sunday as well. Because I grew up partially in my life in the Adventist. They believe Saturday should be the day they
exactly.
go to church.
Yeah.
But Abhinav Vishwai said, well, you can go to church on Saturday and Sunday. Any problem with that? No, there's no problem. So that's other way of looking at it. You keep both days as to hold, if it's so insistent on keeping Sabbath like a Saturday. I'm not sure if one of
just to comment on that. We go to the church and to make good on Saturday and Friday and Thursday and Wednesday and Tuesday and Monday and every day and every moment. It's not the point of doing good or bad. So they are insisting on the Adventists, insisting to use or to keep Saturday as the day of the Lord. No, because in this concept, everyone is supposed to live in the Lord every day in his life. But the day of resurrection is different than the other 6 days. There is no negotiations on that. They are not bargaining on that. It's the day of resurrection. That's why at a certain time, when some churches were celebrating the Easter on the 14th of April, whatever date comes, St. Demetrius stopped it. And he said, no, we have to keep Sunday as the resurrection day. And that's why we should celebrate the Easter on Sunday. And on Sunday, during the week, during the fasting, we said, this, alleluia, this is the day the Lord, Allah, he made all the other days. Didn't the Lord make all the other 7 days? But why David, the prophet, said, did you think of that before? Did you think of that whenever you were singing, Hallelujah, for baby, hallelujah, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Oh Lord, save us. Oh Lord, ease our ways. Blessed are he who comes in the name of the Lord. So it's a special day. The day of resurrection has become a special day. Yes?
I have a question.
Yeah.
I noticed on Saturday and Sunday, we don't do Sunday we fast before we take communion, but on Saturday we don't, when we fast, we don't.
We don't have pestilence.
You don't. You can eat.
We don't have pestilence. Yeah. In what we call pestilence or لينقطاعي pestilinus. Pestilence, they call it something like that.
Abstinence. Yeah.
Sorry. So we don't have that on Saturday and Sunday. Why?
Why on Saturday?
Because the body of the Lord was in the grave on that Saturday. It's the full day. The full day that the Lord was in the grave. And at the beginning of Saturday, the Lord, do I have a question? When did the Lord descended to Hades? Friday evening, the beginning of Saturday. At the end of Friday. So in the beginning of Saturday, the Lord was in the hell preaching the prison spirits in the Hades, to take them to the paradise of joy. That's why we call it the Saturday of rejoice or joyful. Saturday, Sabt al-Farah, joyful Saturday. And that's why also the light in the Holy Land appears on Saturday, not Sunday. When you open the CTV on Saturday, after you finish Abu Ghalamsis and go home, you will find that the light appears on Saturday from the tomb to the Greek patriarch. And they check him to have, so as to have any matches or any source of light, and he enters with the candles and at the beginning of Saturday, all of a sudden, the lights lit all the 33 candles together. They tie 33, the years of the Lord on earth, 33, and they lit in a second, in a moment, less than a second. And he goes out with that, and everyone takes from this light, because it's the true light to prove the resurrection. So it was Saturday. So Saturday also was considerable day, but not as exactly as Sunday. Yeah.
Abuna, they say the fire, the holy fire, they say it's fire light, but it doesn't burn you.
No, it doesn't burn. You can put your hand on it. It's something amazing. I saw it. They put their hand through the light of the candle and no burn, no hit, nothing. Nothing hurt their body or hands. It's amazing, something.
Every year
Yeah, the Greek patriarch. Traditionally, they gave it to the Greek patriarch, the Roman Orthodox patriarch. Every year, he takes off all his clothes, the garments, and everything, gowns from outside, just the tunic, even his head, nothing. And they check him, Muslim persons who check him. The owners, yeah, traditionally this is owned by a Muslim family. And up till now you find them like officers at the beginning of the procession. These officers are Muslim family who traditionally own this land. And they have the key. And they lock the key behind the patriarch after he goes in to the tomb. Amazing. Yeah, this is them. Tama. Yani, I think, and I have to thank the people who couldn't come today. Or you do that. Yeah, it's more useful, more alive, yani, that we. Yeah. What else? عندك ال 33 دول مع بعض؟ يا لوين او هو انت قدستي؟
لا هديه من ابونا
ارسانيوس. ابونا ارسانيوس.
لكن كانها منوره يعني كانها اتحرقت فازاي ما بس لا تحرق
مش عارف
كانها اتولعت
وطفت لكن
ما بتحرقش ازاي
لا ما هو يعني the light does not last forever. Why doesn't the light last forever? It doesn't last forever. Why? No, there is another reason. Yeah, exactly. The light comes once. And then the true light shines in our heart. Now the meaning that we become light through him. That's why he said, you are the light of the world. We are the light of the world. Why? Because we are like candles, and here is lit. Here is the light. And then he said, so let them see your good works. See the light in your life, and glorify your Father in heavens. So no need for the light itself. I saw the light, but the light in me now. You are the light of the world. As he is the true light. He said about himself, I am the true light. And then he said about us, you are the light of the world. But I am the true light, the source of light. So he lives in me, and so long as the true light lives in me, I'm supposed to enlighten for myself and for the whole world. I think, the appetite now is open. Good.
In Revelations, the Lord mentions an eighth day, not just seven anymore, right? The eighth day.
Yeah, that's why we call it the new Sunday.
So it doesn't exist on the earth.
8 days?
Yes.
Yeah. The first day is the day of the resurrection. The first day of the second week which is Sunday also, is the day of resurrection, the new creation. That's why the day of the beginning of creation for Adam the first, and the second is Adam the second. We call it the new Sunday, Al-Ahad al-Jadid. The new Sunday means the eighth day from the first resurrection, from the first creation, but for us it is the first day of resurrection. We are now resurrected with the Lord. Now this whole period is called the eighth day. Are we living in the eighth day now? Yeah. We are live in the thousands, what they call the kingdom of the sun, the Mulk al-Alfi, the thousand year. We live in it. The Lord will not come again anymore. He will come to judge the world in righteousness and give each one according to his deeds. This is what we know. But to come and to govern the world and then for 1,000 years, it's something interpreted literally from the book of Revelation. But the book of Revelation cannot be interpreted literally whatsoever. الصبح they have many questions to Hani Ramzi and the group, and they said the last question, and then a lady came and said, reminded me with Pope Shenouda. I said the last question, and then one saying, he said the question after the last question.
Why did the Lord choose Judas Iscariot to be one of the 12 when he knows he is going to betray him?
To give chance to everyone, and to say that I choose every one of you without neglecting anyone, without giving everyone a chance, so as not to have any excuse in front of me. He could have said, I was one of them, why didn't you choose me? And it happened also with the 7 deacons. One of them was Nicolaus. The Lord wanted to give us a lesson that he does not differentiate between anyone in the whole world, so as to judge the whole world according to his deeds. So we are all selected by him. We are all called by him. We are all granted the benefits of salvation. Whoever accepts will benefit. Whoever rejects, he will pay. I think we have to conclude. Next time, another second question after the last question.
I open a subject that always in my mind, but I never have a chance. You know, Abuna Kaza, more than one time you hear in the Bible, and when Adam Rab, and God regret this, and he changed his mind. Like, I believe God has a plan for all of us, and we are in his plan. But how come God can make a plan and change it? And I know we have to be active. Like, God gave us a chance. We have to try. We have to struggle. We have to put an effort. We have to have faith. That's why we're not puppets. We are just people who live and God experience our faith. But the word when Adam and Rab, it happened more than one time, which is, and God regret and change his plan. And several times, and like the one in my mind now, but that Yunan in Jonah.
The word regretted, the word wept, the word was angry. The word, all these words just to describe to us the feeling of the Lord towards the different events. This is number one. Number two, the Lord did not have plan for every one of us, but he knows the plan according to his divinity. As a Lord, he doesn't have past, present, and future. He is above the time. He is above the time. That's why in the Tasbihah on Wednesday, we say, the Lord looked down from heaven. And he did not find like you. So he sent his son to be incarnated from you. About Saint Mary. When did he look? Give me a time. When did the Lord look from heaven to choose Saint Mary?
Many years after he tried Saint Prophets and nothing worked, so he finally found that he has to send his son.
Yeah. The Lord looked even before creating the light or anything. Why? Simply because he is the Lord. He is not submitted to the time. He knows everything in one moment. But does his knowledge affect my behavior? Or lead my behavior? No. He gave me freedom. And this is the main point. I am free to do good or bad. So I will not be able to say to the Lord, this is the plan that you put for me from even when I was born. I carry out your will. You wanted me to have an accident and to kick this car or commit this sin or commit adultery. No. But if the Lord spoke to the prophets about Judas Iscariot, by King David, who put a prophecy about him, it does not mean that the Lord urged Judas, saying, please, go and betray me, give me to the Jews. He didn't do that. The mind and the love of money, which was in Judas, who was thief and used to steal the money from the collecting box of the group, our Lord and the disciples, urged him to do that with the Lord. But so the prophecy was not the guide who led Judas. The prophecy was something uncovered by the Lord. Also, one of that reasons is to give Judas himself a chance. And that's why Jesus Christ warned him. And he said, whoever put the bread in the dish with me, he will listen. So he declared to the disciples that Judas would go to do that. So he gave him a chance to repent, but he did not. If the Lord says to me, if you do this thing, you will die. Okay? And I don't do it, the Lord will not kill me, will not let me die. So, not according to his regression, But according to my obedience to his word, as if he is regretted on the evil that he was going to put on me. You understand the idea? Ida? Yeah, he wants to say, I am ready to change my mind if you repent. What a beloved Lord. I'm ready to change my mind towards you when you obey when you repent, when you come back on track, when you correct yourself, when you feel sorrow. So it's a very good and incorrigible. It's like when the father and the mother says to his son or daughter, look, if you did that, you would be punished. So when Nam, يقول الرب yeah, definitely a shy. He is ready to forgive us our sins, whatever the sin is. There is no big sin and small sin. There is no dangerous sin and mild sin. No. Sin is sin. The wage of sin is death. Yeah? But the reward of the repentance or the righteousness is everlasting life. أجرت الخطيئة موت هبة البر حياة أبدي. ربنا معاك. Let us pray.